Constable John McNichol of the Manning RCMP joins us on the phone. Constable, thank you very much for joining us today. First of all, I guess as a little bit of an icebreaker, if I can get your comments just on the fact that traffic is going to be busy, especially in this coming up upcoming Christmas season, and we need to take care out there, I guess, right?
Yeah, and it's this time of year, you know, days like today where it's minus 50 or so with the wind chill, but the sun is shining. People tend to forget that the roads are still icy because it's nice and sunny. We think, let's get going, and that's when we hit that black ice. And this time of year, we don't want to be responding to collisions. So we need to take our time and remember the roads are icy no matter how nice it seems.
That's a good point you bring up here, Constable. How much do we need to sort of instill into the driver of the anti-stigma, as it were, in the sense that, hey, we're not in a rush?
That's it, right? I mean, we see... I've been with the RCMP almost 11 years now, and we see too often people push the speeds to that, you know, 20, 30 over the speed limit because they've got to get there sooner. But when you actually do the math, doing those speeds only gets you there maybe a couple minutes early. But it increases your risk that much more if you do hit the ditch or a deer pops out in front of you. You know, we talk about don't outdrive your brakes. And if you're doing 130 and a deer pops out, you're not going to get stopped, all for the sake of getting where you're going 2 minutes early.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention the moose, right?
Yeah, precisely. Moose, or, you know, we've got log trucks, especially up this way in Manning, right? Lots of log trucks. The snow plows are out, and they're quite slow moving, and that can be deceptive. You come up on a plow at 130 again, the plow's probably only doing 50 or 60. You might not notice that until it's too late. Unfortunately, especially because we have distracted drivers out there as well, right? People are on their phones, fiddling with their radios. You know, kids in the back seat, I get that, I'm a dad, so there are plenty of distractions. When we hear distracted driving, we think looking at your cell phone, but there's lots of distractions to consider about when we're driving beyond that cell phone or the things we jump to mind, right? Kids in the back seat, dog in your lap, all these things are distracted driving.
Mm-hmm. Constable, I had to ask that question since I'm talking to Manning, and of course it's the Manning Moose, right?
Right, land of the mighty moose.
The land of the mighty moose. A lot of people are Christmas shopping right now, Constable. How important is it to get those presents home, but get those presents hidden if you have to make more than one stop?
Yeah, always something to consider, right? Where are your valuables in the vehicle and what's visible? You know, we always think about people smashing car windows and stuff and stealing our valuables. Statistically, that is quite rare because it makes a lot of noise and draws attention. But it's too easy to forget to lock your doors, right? Again, like I say, you got little kids or you're in a rush to get into the store because if it's minus 50, pretty easy to forget to hit that button. You leave your car doors unlocked and, you know, the iPads you bought for Christmas or the toys that you went and got, they're going to walk away on you if you're not careful. So always a good idea to have, you know, if you're especially SUVs, that kind of thing that are more popular these days, you can look right in and see what this in the cargo area. So bring a blanket to cover that stuff. And, you know, obviously it's not, nothing's 100% protective, but just thinking about those things. Don't leave those expensive items full view for everyone, especially if you have a pickup truck, right? You're putting things in the box of the truck. There's basically no security there.
That's right. I'm thinking check stops are also also being done this year as well?
Of course, yeah. We've got our Safe Roads Alberta always puts out the traffic initiatives per month, and December is almost, well, not almost, is always impaired month. So we're out paying particular mind for those impaired drivers to get them off the road and keep everyone safe. So we've done a few check stops in Manning already through the month. We've got some more planned as the holidays come up. And, of course, it's not all enforcement. We like to do our little charity check stops and, you know, candy cane check stops, these kinds of things. So we're still checking for that sobriety, but we're trying to be a little bit upbeat about it, right? So we do the candy cane check stops that are a little less formal, let's say, and we're still checking that sobriety because it's important. But, you know, we don't want to seem too heavy all the time in this holiday season.
You just want to wish everybody, I guess, a Merry Christmas and hope that the Christmas is merry, I guess. Everybody needs to be safe, right?
That's it, and because like I say, we don't want to be out Christmas Day responding to a bad accident on the highway or, you know, an impaired rollover, these kinds of things. I really don't want to be doing that Christmas Day any more than the families involved in that are going to want it to happen, right? So we want everyone to stay safe so that we ourselves can stay safe as well. I mean, I don't need my members out on the icy roads trying to fly, you know, traffic control for a collision because that puts us at risk. Like I say, we want everyone to have a safe and happy holidays.
Constable John McNichol is with the Manning RCMP. Constable, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.